play Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Our show is made possible in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota. We're broadcasting live at the Armory Square Theater in beautiful downtown Park Rapids, Minnesota. It's another example of a place reinventing itself for new purpose. The arts and business communities of Park Rapids have worked alongside each other to craft a rather exciting hub of culture and commerce, and we've really been enjoying our time here in Park Rapids. There's a lot going on here, and it's a really exciting place. I'm joined now by a Park Rapids businessman and artist whose family goes way back in this area. Here's Bernie Cunningham. Now, Bernie, we were talking, your grandfather knew a little something about the gangsters who would vacation up here, people like Al Capone.
The gangsters my grandfather knew was John Doe. He was on a place near Six Crowing he called a hideout, in which he was trying to farm. Albert, my grandfather, said John was a nice guy, didn't seem to bring his past business to the area, and wasn't much of a farmer. Later, John gave up on his cattle and purchased his dairy products from Elbert.
Yeah, that means he made some cheeseburgers and bought some milk, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit. Your family has a long history here in Park Rapids, so just tell me a little bit about it.
My great-great-great-grandparents in the mid-1800s were potato farmers south of Park Rapids on the Straight River. There now sits a cemetery, which they donated to the Catholic Church and also donated land to build the church. But the community didn't want a church so far out from Park Rapids, so the church was built in Park Rapids. Due to the limited irrigation of the time, the farm wasn't self-sufficient, so my great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, worked as a carpenter, and there was always work in the logging companies, where he built buildings for the logging camps.
And then your family really took a turn into logging, and were logging for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what do you think is the most surprising thing about Park Rapids?
That I met my best friend, also my wife, my business partner, here in Park Rapids.
Oh, he's earning some points. That's good. And you're the... Now, you were telling me that your family was such a logging family, but you got taken out to the woods as a young man, and it didn't take...
Yes, as soon as I was big enough to go out in the woods and help haul pulp, we'd haul pulp into a trailer, which we pulled through the woods with a tractor. And that's when I realized I wanted to be a cabinet maker, because it was a lot lighter at that end of the stick, and there was no deer flies.
Yeah, and now he and his wife Robin own and operate Smoky Hills Art Gallery in downtown Park Rapids. Thanks for being a part of our show, Bernie. Really appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks a lot.